Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Defending Iditarod champion Yor Leifseth Olsom was first to arrive at the village of Nikolai over 260 miles into this year's race at 6:36 this morning. Olsom was followed in over the next 2 hours by Pete Kaiser and Jesse Royer in second and third place. An Iditarod update from Alaska Public Media will follow the newscast. One person is dead in a home fire in the western Alaska village of Aniak. Alaska State Troopers report that the remains of an adult male were found in a house that burned early Saturday. Troopers say a woman at the home suffered injury and smoke inhalation but was able to escape. She told troopers she tried to put out the flames, which originated in a bedroom. The residence was a complete loss. A deputy fire marshal from Fairbanks traveled to Aniak to look into the cause of the fatal fire. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is seeking public input as it works toward an April 1st deadline to submit a budget for next year. The school board held a work session last night, the latest of numerous meetings, to work on a spending plan shadowed by anticipated state and local funding reductions. KUAC's Robin reports.
Ideas were reviewed for places to make cuts, including tutor programs, reading enrichment technology, transportation for the 5,000 bus riders, and administration. And a mantra emerged: to protect class size above all else. During public hearing, Michelle Goodwin testified that perhaps looking at closing schools might help small savings add up to bigger ones.
If closing a building saves us money, we keep teachers. If keeping existing curriculum for a few more years saves us money, we keep teachers. Invest in teachers. Commit to smaller class sizes.
The board is pretty much committed to that. But if state reductions aren't changed by the legislature, there's no way teachers won't be laid off. Superintendent Karen Gaborik posted her impact summary on the school district's website for public review. Last night, she showed the board how 234 district employees might be laid off, with class sizes ballooning to 42 kids per class in the high schools.
If the governor's budget were to be the final budget, this is what we'd be looking at, class sizes upwards of 42.
Tonight, the superintendent will show the board her layoff plan. At last night's public hearing, Richard Thielman criticized the governor's proposal to allocate funds for a larger permanent fund dividend, but cut state services, including 23% to statewide K-12 education.
I'm a Republican, and I consider the PFD a government handout. But this time around, especially if he gives me $3,000, I'm going to walk right into your office and give it to you.
The board has been focusing on sections of the district to make sure they're familiar with business as usual before taking services away. Last night, they highlighted special education, facilities maintenance, and a brief look at how much the borough might contribute to schools this year. A resolution condemning the governor's stripped-down budget has been introduced and will be up for a vote later this month. Board President Wendy Dominique says she would like parents and community members to take advantage of legislative public hearings and letter writing to advocate for a budget like this year's.
You can go and you can make statements. So if you can go and get there and make comments to save our school districts, that would be great.
There will be a lot more opportunities for public testimony, including at any regular Board of Education meeting like the one that starts at 6 p.m. tonight. There is a dedicated work session scheduled for March 18th, a regular board meeting on March 19th, and a special budget meeting on March 20th, which is the board's target for passing their budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.